meaning Nuna Maralef, Mokum Shinagu. Mokum Shinagu, Lassos Malacha Barve Psachim, Achat Sos Osim, Mokum Shinagu, Shalom Lassos Enosim. Place there the minute to do Malacha on Erev Pesach till Chatzos, so you're allowed to. After Chatzos, everybody holds Tzosser. We'll see in 1 second why. But till Chatzos is dependent on minute. Place there the minute to do Malacha till Chatzos is Mutter. A place there Malacha not to do Malacha, Tzosser. Hacholech mimakum she'osin, mimakum she'enosin, or mimakum she'enosin, mimakum she'osin. A person traveled from a place that had the minig not to do malacha to a place that had the minig to do malacha, or vice versa. So we give him the chumras of both places. In other words, if he went from a place that doesn't do malacha and he's amongst people who do, he has to keep the chumras of the place that he came from. And if he went from a place that does malacha to a place that doesn't, he has to keep the chumras of the place where he is now and not do malacha. The agishana or the mitnei machlokas. The person shouldn't change what he's doing because of machlokas. And the Gemara is going to ask, or Rashi is going to say what the Gemara is going to ask. Ki yotzebo, hamolech perish shvias, mimokum shekalu, lemokum shelokalu. A person takes perish shvias from a place where you're not allowed to eat them anymore. You have to make beer. Because as long as there's fruit similar to that in the field, then you're allowed to eat in your house. As soon as there's no more fruit like that in the field, then you have to make beer. You have to get it out of the house, be mafker it, and you can't just eat it stam. So if you took the pears from a place where you weren't allowed to eat them anymore, you had to make beer, to a place where there's still fruit in the field, so they're still allowed to eat that fruit. Omi makum shalo kalu l'makum shekalu chayiv levayir. Or the opposite. You took them from a place where you still were allowed to eat it to a place where they have to make beer because there's no fruit left. Right, so then, either case, you have to be levayir because you have to go according to the chumra of the place that you left or the place where you are. Rabbi Yehuda omer, tsei bo havei lecho avata. The Buddha says, go out and bring also for yourself. And the Gemara will explain what that means. Mokum shenagu ad chatzos chatzi ayom. Shelo la'asos kedei shelo yator b'malocha v'yishkach b'yirchemso u'shchitas ha-pesach v'tikun matzo v'tzorach ha-layla. The mitzvah v'tzorach m'vod yom kedei lo'hosiv maher. Kedei omer perek basra chot v'matzo v'lele psochim v'shvil tinoko shelo yishno. So Rashi says, the reason that you're not allowed to do malacha on the Erev Pesach is that you shouldn't get busy with the work and forget to make beer chametz and to shech the korban Pesach and to prepare your matzahs. Everything has to be done quickly so you can start the Seder immediately. And he learns chot fin matzah means that you immediately start the Seder. So the children shouldn't go to sleep. So some learn from the chot fin matzah, which we'll learn later on, that it's the idea of stealing the afikomen. But chot means you immediately begin the seder, so the children shouldn't go to sleep. So therefore you're busy with all these mitzvahs. Erev Pesach, if you do malacha, we're afraid that you get involved with the malacha and you won't do these mitzvahs properly. The Tosis brings down Yerushalmi that the reason it's also to do Malacha Erev Pesach is because of Korban Pesach. The day that a person brought a Korban was a Yantah for him. And he wasn't allowed to do Malacha that day. And therefore, everybody brings Korban Pesach. Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to do Malacha. So that's only Me'ikar HaDin from Chatzos and afterwards when you could bring the Korban Pesach. But before Chatzos, when you can't bring the Korban Pesach, there it's dependent on minig. And some say that Rashi and the Nafka Mina would be, first of all, is it Min HaTorah or only Durabonim? According to Rashi, it's surely only a Din Durabonim. According to the Rishalmi, it could be it's Min HaTorah, that the day you bring a Korban, you're not allowed to do Malacha. In fact, it's Mashma like that, because the Rishalmi asked, how can you do Malacha any day? Every day we bring a Korban HaTomid. He says, no, that can't be, because it says, the Asafta Digonecha. that you're allowed to gather in your crops. Obviously, you're allowed to do work. So there's no Isser Malacha every day because of the Korban Tomei. The Chorav, it's only a Din to Rabbonin, what do you need a Pasuk for? The Rabbonin didn't make that Gzera. But it could be that it is only the Rabbonin. But how do you know the Rabbonin didn't ask for Malacha every day? At least not what's absolutely necessary. Because we have a cloud that the Rabbonin couldn't ask for anything that's Mefurish in the Torah, Leheter. And since it says Mefurish in the Torah, V'yosafta, Digonecha, they couldn't ask for Malacha every day. But Shein came on a day that's a special day. He brought a korban. There they did. So in any case, could be it's the Raisa, could be it's only the Rabbanan. Another difference is, what about Bishman Hazeh? There's no korban Pesach. So the Balamora holds in a Hanami. There's no Isra Malacha Bishman Hazeh on Erev Pesach. It's only Bishman HaMikdash. And according to Rashi's reason, it has nothing to do with Bishman HaMikdash or today. Other Rishonim learn, even if it's Tosases, even if it's what's it called, Bishman Hazeh, there's no korban. Once it became Aser, it's Aser across the board. That's Mashal Dim, it's also only Din Rabbanan. The Rabbanan Aser Malacha when there was a korban, even though today that reason doesn't apply, it still applies across the board. And therefore in Rashi, some say that Rashi's talking about Bishman Hazeh. Bishman Korban Pesach, there was the reason it was Aser because of Korban Pesach. Bishman Hazeh, you need all these other reasons. Except that's very difficult in Rashi, because Rashi mentions one of the things you're busy with is Shechitas HaPesach. Rashi's talking about even Bishman HaPesach. And others say that Rashi's just telling us why there's a minig before Chatzos. After Chatzos, Rashi agrees. The reason is because of Korban Pesach. Before Chatzos, there's a minig because you're busy with all these mitzvahs. And it's different than Erev Sukkos, because Erev Sukkos you could do these things before. But these things have to be done Erev Pesach. You can't do them before. So therefore, Erev Pesach is different. Okay. The Avishana of them, the Gemara Parech, the Makom She'ein Osim, the Makom She'osim. Right? It says you shouldn't change because of the Machlokas. Do, when in Rome, do what the Romans are doing. Right? Wherever you are, do what they're doing. So the Gemara asked you, you said you didn't do that. You go from a place that they don't do work to a place they do, right? Then what's it called? Then you don't do work. Chumrei Makom She'yotza Misham. L'chora, what about doing different than the place where you are because of Machlokas? The Iyunami, Alishami, V'levit. The Ha'amris Nosnu of Chumrei Makom She'yotza Misham. These two things contradict each other. If Alishami, Adam, Dei Machlokas, then you always do the way the people are acting where you are. So that means if they're doing Malacha, you should do Malacha. And it said, we give you the Chumras of the Makom you left, means you don't do Malacha. Hamalach Perishvias Makom Shekal, the Chayim and Asada. You take Perishvias from a place where they're no longer available for an animal in the field. The Chayyavim B'nei Makom Mavarim in Abayis. And the people have to get them out of the house. We master them. The whole Lichon Zelam Makom Shalokom. And he took the Perish to a place where now they're not finished. B'nei Osom Makom Adayin Ochlin HaKnusim Abayis. And the people of that place still are allowed to eat this parish shvius without being mafkered. Chayiv levayir mishum chumrei makom shiatsa mishum. He has to make beer because of the chumras of the place where he left. The place where he left, they were chayiv and beer. They're chayiv and beer in the place that he comes to too. Tseva havela chavatom mefarish b'gmar. Okay, Mar says, my iri arvei psachim, afilu arvei shabbosos v'arvei yomim tovim nami. Why is this a special din that you can't do malacha on Erev Pesach? And the reason it says Arvei Pesachim, Tosa says in Arvei Pesachim, that it could be talking about Erev Pesach Rishon and Erev Pesach Sheni. But that's only if it's because of the Korban. But if it's because of the busy with all those mitzvahs don't even apply Erev Pesach Sheni. So then you have to say Arvei Pesachim means Pesachim in general. Erev, every year Pesach. So why is Arvei Pesachim different? Every Shabbos in Erev Yontif, you're not allowed to malacha. The Tanya, ha'osa malacha b'arvei Shabbos is the yomim tovim min ha'minchu l'mala ein ha'roshim in bracha la'olam. So where it says, ha'osa min ha'minchu l'mala hu da'osa, samach l'minchu l'ol. There it's only asur from mincha and onwards. Okay, pashtis mincha k'tala, teisha shol sumechza. From 9.5 hours and afterwards, that's mincha k'tala. But here it's also from Chatzos and on. Samach l'mincha. Over there, it's not even Asher Samach L'mitcha. Hacha Mechatzos, here it's Asher Mechatzos. Inami, Hasen Simen Brachu Udlochasi. Ava Shmusei Lama Shantinamei. There, it's not Asher. It's just that if you do Malacha after 9.5 hours, you won't see any Simen Bracha from it. But here, you put the guy in Cheirin, he didn't have air, it's Asher. Hacha Shmusei Lama Shantinamei. Here, you put him in Cheirin. Rashi, my iriyah de psachim de tani ad chatzos, de minhaga, mechlau de mechatzos la halon asa. My wise would say, are de psachim, that there it's dependent on minute, before chatzos, but after chatzos is also according to everybody. Valama le la mishne chatzos, la shmir and hach diyuka, ho kol ar de yomim tovim asiri. Why tell me this diyuk, that ad chatzos is a minute, but after chatzos is also, After mincha on every erev Yom Tov is asur. Mira mincha teisha shalsu mechta, 9.5 hours. Samach lemincha kodem lechem. Okay, let's go on. Gufa ha'osa malacha ba'arvi shabbos ba'arvi yom tovim mira mincha lemala. A person who does malacha erev Shabbos or erev Yom Tov after 9.5 hours of a motzei Shabbos of a motzei Yom Tov, or a person who does malacha motzei Shabbos. And Tosis explains, Mosai Shabbos means till they come out of shul, till they make Havdalah. And there's a machlokas, why? The Rambam seems to say the reason is because of Havdalah. That you don't want to do Malacha before you make Havdalah. And Rashi seems to say that it's Havkovet Shabbos. You want to extend the Shabbos. Nafkamina is what kind of Malachas are also. If you're extending Shabbos, then all Malachas are also. But if it's just an idea of not doing malacha before Havdalah, then it could be that small malachas, like turning on a light or something, aren't asur. It's just malachas that you get involved in, like writing a letter, and you may forget to make Havdalah. U'v'motzei Yom HaKippurim, u'v'chol makom she'yesh sham midnud aveira, wherever there is even a slight aveira, right, Masuye Tainus Tzibor, the Gra has the gears of Tisha B'Av, right? Or Tainus Tzibor, that what's it called in Eretz Yisrael, Mipnei Hagshama, the ones they used to make because of rain. Eino Roi Simen Bracha L'Olam. So if you do Malacha, the result of that Malacha, you'll never see a Simen Bracha from. Rashi. Nidlud Aveira is Renez Aveira. Tanis Tzibor, also the Malacha, Maseches Tainis. Rashi says it's talking about those Taniyos Tzibor that you're not allowed to do Malacha on them. Shoyim Esanim Alak Shomim. Avoshar Tainis Tzibor Lo. Other Taniyos Tzibor, you're allowed to do Malacha. Kedomer Shmuel, Ein Chomer, Tainis Tzibor Bavada. Doesn't have the Chomer of Tainis Tzibor of being a full 24 hours, except the ones they made on Gishomim, and that was only in Eretz Yisrael. The Motzoi Shabbosos, Mishum Kovid Shabbos, Shemosif and Michol HaKodesh. So Rashi learns that it's also Mosif Chol HaKodesh, therefore all Malach is also. And the Rambam seems to learn it's because of Havdalah. Tala Rabbanan, Yesh Zor is the Nisker. Sometimes a person can be ambitious, and it's a good thing, it's positive. The Yesh Zor is the Nisker. Sometimes you can be ambitious, and you lose out because of it. Yesh Shafo the Nisker. Sometimes you can be lazy and get schar for it. The yeshof of an ifsit. Sometimes you can be lazy and lose out. Zor is the nisker, the ovid kulei shabsa, the lo ovid the mali shabsa. Person who works all week, but he doesn't work on Erev Shabbos, so he's a zoris and he's nisker, and he gets schar for it. Second. Zor is the nitzid, David kulei shabbos is the mali shabbos. Zor is the nitzid, what's the person who's a zor is, but he loses out, the David kulei shabbos of all the mali shabbos. He's the kind of guy who's always ambitious, always working, even on Erev Shabbos. And he loses out, because he shouldn't work on Erev Shabbos. Shafo the nisker, guy who's lazy and gets schar, the lo David kulei shabbos of all the mali shabbos. He doesn't work at all. So at least he doesn't work on Erev Shabbos, so he's nisker. Shafa v'nifsa, the law of Ikuli Shabbos of Ovimai Shabbos. The guy who's lazy, but loses out, is the guy who doesn't work all week, but he punk works on Erev Shabbos. Amar Rava, Hani Noshi the Mechuzah. Right? The women in Bechuz, Afal Gavdalo Avdin Avdidit to Vamali Shabsa, right? Even though they don't work on Friday, but Mishuma Fan Kusul, don't call Yom Benami Loka Avdin. They don't work any time. It's not Did Mile, they don't work Erev Shabbos, because they don't work any time. They're not working Erev Shabbos, that's covered Shabbos. They're not working Erev Shabbos because they never work. When it says, Afilo Hachi Shofar Benisker Karin Lo, still we call them lazy, but they have a mile, because at least their laziness works out to be good on Erev Shabbos. So we see that even though they're not doing it for Shem Shamayim, they benefit from it.
What's the
schar? The schar is, the schar is he did a mitzvah of not working Erev Shabbos. They get a schar for that mitzvah.
Baking and cooking.
No, so preparing for Shabbos is fine. I'm talking malacha that's not l'tzorach Shabbos. Rava Rami, k'siv ki gadol ad shamayim chasdecha, u'k'siv ki gadol me'al shamayim chasdecha. It says that the Rabban Shem's chesed, the schar, is me'al shamayim, and one says ad shamayim. Okay, it said, kan bosa mishma. The schar that a person gets when he does a mitzvah lishma is me'al shamayim. Kan bosa mishalom lishma. If you do a mitzvah shalom lishma, the schar is only ad shamayim. U'k'rav Yehuda, the Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, la'olam yasek adam b'tor v'mitzvahs, afalpi shalom lishma, shemitov shalom lishma, bo lishma. Person should be always osik in Torah mitzvahs, even though shalom lishma, because he gets schar for it. And mitov shalom lishma, bo lishma. So even shalom lishma is you get schar even shalom lishma. Rashi, shofa v'nisker, zaris, bal malach, a guy who's ambitious, he works. Shofa v'nisker v'lo ovid kulei shabsa v'lo v'mali shabsa. The Yaakov got the lav l'shum mitzvah mechavim, even though on Erev Shabbos he's not working l'shem mitzvah, because he doesn't work any time. Mitzvah shalom l'shma mi'ahavim, but it's a mitzvah shalom l'shma. Damir l'kamon, Yaakov got the mitzvah v'afilu shalom l'shma. Hachi gansin, Yaakov got the high v'lo ka'avda, and even though the women who don't work on Erev Shabbos aren't doing it l'shem shamayim, they're doing it because they never work. Oshem l'shma me'al shamayim, v'shalom l'shma ad l'shamayim. The mitzvah mir ko'odim to Rav Yehuda. The ma'isha gets schar. Ad l'shamayim, but he gets schar. The Tosha says, that the ma'isha says, a person who does mitzvah shalom l'shma is mutav shalom bola olam. Better he shouldn't have come into the world. So he says there's two kinds of mitzvah shalom l'shma. One is that you do it for covet, and that is mitav shalom l'shma bo l'shma. And the other one, you do it to show other people up and to what's it called, to give people tzaris. That kind of shalom v'shma, better you shouldn't have come into the world. However, it's other Rishonim say that even that kind of shalom v'shma, even the kind of shalom v'shma, you do it to show other people up, better to do that, even though you're going to get no shalom bala olam, but there's still a mile that will bring you to l'shma. Even that shalom l'shma will bring you l'shma. Rambam is mashma, a different girsa here. And he holds that mitzvah shalom l'shma, there's no inyan to do a mitzvah shalom l'shma. Torah shalom l'shma is where there's an inyan shalom l'shma. L'olam yasek adam b'torah shalom l'shma. Shemitov shalom l'shma bo l'shma. But mitzvahs could be that the Rambam doesn't say mitzvah shalom l'shma, even though the whole sugya here is talking about mitzvahs. The one who says that even the one that's lekanter, to show people up or whatever, there's the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Shulchan Aruch Harav says even that kind of shalom l'shma is mito shalom l'shma bo l'shma. Okay, Tana Rabban. Hamitzape, the schar ishto, the rechayim, eino roesim in brachal olam. A person who depends on his wife's earning a living, or he's dependent on what's it called, a mill, on running a mill to make a living, he doesn't see a sim in bracha. Schar ishto mitkulta, Rashi, maskulta. Now tell us, Maznayim b'yada, who ma'aleches b'shuk la'askir l'chol atzimcha. She walks around with a scale, and she rents out the scale. The schar muetu, It's not a big amount of money. I'm not talking about a person's wife goes out and works a decent, respectable job and she makes a nice living. That there's no problem with. But if he depends on his wife to go around making a fool out of herself for a few pennies, that's in Roshim and Bracha. So that's why Rechaya Igarta, what's it called? Rechaya is Igarta. Rashi, Schar Rechaya Shemaskirim, same kind of thing. You rent out, the person rents out his mill. He grinds flour for other people. Torah Gadol Schar Mu'ud. Here's the same thing. It's a tremendous amount of what's it called work, and the profit is very small. A person who sells a mill, right, to make profit, real estate, there's no problem. But if he owns a mill just to get the money to use it, to grind other people's wheat, it's too much work, and what's it called, and very little profit. For that, you don't see a siman bracha. There's two things. One is Shar Ishto, and the other one is Rechaim. Both of those, you don't see a siman bracha. Either by letting his wife go out and work and be mavaza herself for pennies, or him working extra hard and making nothing. You don't see some broken that either. Avda umzavna ishtabuche mishtabach kra. Tachsiv savin osa vatimkar. But a woman who works and makes a nice living, adarama, the what's it called, the plastic is mishabeachar, savin osa vatimkar, that she supports the family. Rashi. Tana Rabbani, a mishtaker bekonim v'kankanim in roshim v'brachlolim. Similar to what we said before, Rechayim, that if a person makes profit of kanim, what's it called? He sells sticks, and kankanim is bottles. So there's no siman bracha in that. My timer, given the nefesh ha-parzayu, sholtu bu'eino. Right, since you have a tremendous amount of schora, right, of goods, right, you have to carry around all these bottles or all these sticks, so it brings ayin hara. People are, you're constantly in the eye of people slipping around these things to sell them, and therefore you don't see a siman bracha. Tana Rabbanan, Tigre Simta, Magadli Behemadaka, the coats that say Ilan and Tovos, the Nostan and Neyam Becherik Yotha, and Rosim and Bracha Longa. Other things that bring a person, Nosim and Bracha. Rashi, Tigre Simta, Yoshvin Amokha Meshuk, Ba'ayin Shalem this way. People who sell things publicly. They're open to Ayin Hara, and it destroys the Simon Bracha they can have. People who raise goats and sheep, they're always eating on other people's property, and everybody's, what's it called, complaining against this person. So it's also the same thing with people who have dogs, and they're always eating people's shoes or going in other people's yards. So people are constantly complaining. Also, they don't see siman bracha. People who coat to say Ilanos Tovos, the Mohrovites, and people to cut down fruit trees to sell them for wood. Akot Meim, Umalizim Aleim. Everybody speaks about them because they're destroying something good for something that's not worth as much. Umitochach Ayin Sholetus Bohem, the Tsaikus Bene Bene Yodim. They have an Ayin Hara, and also people are speaking Lashon Hara about them. The Nosne Neim Bechelik Yotha. Rashi, kishecholkim macherim, tamid makpidim likul chelik yotha. Whenever they split up with other people, they want the best part. So people don't like these people, so they don't see any siman bracha. My timer, the tov beinshi, because people talk about them. They're not sociable, and in the mela they get both an ayin hara and lashon hara about them. Tadarabana. Dalit Pruto same way Sim Brahalola. There are four things that a person makes profit on, and he doesn't see a Simon Bracha from that profit. Schar Kosvim, people who write Tefillin Mezuzas, right? Schar Meturgamonim, and the Schar of a Meturgamon, the people who, what's it called, the translate, translators, not translators, the people who speak the Shir out for the one who gives the Shir. Uschar Yisomim, Umos Abos Medinasayom. Rashi, Miturgimonim, Shaom Dimafeh HaChochem B'Shabosos, V'Shom M'Piv U'Mashmir L'Rabim. They listen to the drasha and they amplify it.
Transcribe.
They don't say it, not transcribe, it's writing.
Writing, that's right. Yeah.
Right. They say it over. Whatever. They say it over. Transmit it. Right? They're the apitropos for Yisomim. They take the Yisomim's property and they, what's it called, do business and they get half the profit. Mimedinas Hayom, Mishaleh Sfinos of Tom Mokum Sakona. Person whose living is made by sending ships, Mimedinas Hayom. And so he's constantly, his living is in danger. He's constantly in a Mokum Sakona. The Gemara says, Bishlam is Shar Meturgamon, and Mishud Dinesik is Shar Shabbos. The Meturgamon, the main Shurim are on Shabbos. So he's getting paid, for looks like he's getting paid for working on Shabbos. It's not Mamish working on Shabbos, because they also work during the weeks. So they were Shurim during the week too, even though the main Shurim on Shabbos. So they used to pay him Bahavlah, which is Mutter. But since the main Shurim on Shabbos, it looked like Shar Shabbos. Also, it could be there were no Shurim during the week. But he got paid for preparing them during the week. But it looked like he's getting paid for what he actually was transmitting the Shir. Right? Similarly, we pay people to lay whatever, because we're paying them not for what they're doing on Shabbos. We're paying them for the preparation during the week, together with what they do on Shabbos, and we pay it all together. That's Mutter. But there it looked like Schar Shabbos, since the Iker work was on Shabbos, so they don't see a Simen Brach. If you make a mistake and you take too much, the Yisomim Ktanim can't be Mochel. You're putting yourself in Sakona. So you take away your Zechuyos. Not always Zocha to a Nase. So there's no Simen Brach. And the Schar Kosh in my time, why don't Sofim, a Sofer, writes Tefillin Mezuzos, why doesn't he see a Simen Bracha for the money he makes? Omri B'shul ben Levi, Chof Dalit Tanios, Yoshu Anshik Nesak Dola Al Kosli Sorim Tefillin Mezuzos, Shlo Yisashu. They made 24 Tanios, and the Ben Yehuda says, why 24? Because it's 24 Sorim. So one time is for every Sefer in Tanakh. And if you turn the Chof Dalit around, it's Doch. Doch is a poor person. They wanted the Sofer to remain poor, because if they got rich, they'd stop writing. Shilmoli Nisashkin ain't coasting. If they get rich, they'll stop writing. Right? So he says that only applies to somebody who only sells piecemeal. So if he gets rich, he won't sell. But if he's hired to write for the Tzibur or whatever, then even if he becomes rich, he'll continue writing. He has a job. He has a steady job. Rashi? No Rashi. Tana Rabbanan, Kosh they svar in Tefillin Mezuzos, Hein, the Tigrayan, the Chol HaOskim, the Melech HaShamayim, Masuyim, Mochay Tcheles, Einem Roim Simen Brach Lola. People who write Tefillin Mezuzos, and the merchants who sell them, they buy them from the first people who write them, and they're the wholesalers, right? And they sell them to the public. And the people who sell Tcheles don't see a Simen Brach. But if they do it, Mamish L'Shem Shemayim, right, then we're not afraid that if they get rich, they'll stop doing it. They're doing it L'Shem Shemayim, not just for the money. Then there's no reason they shouldn't see a Simen Brach. Then they see a Simen Brach. Right, Tosha said what I told you before, that what's it called, that It's only people who sell piecemeal. But if they hired out to write, to fill up mezuzahs, right, to get paid a regular salary, then they're not afraid they're going to stop writing if they get rich. The same thing if they do it l'shem shamayim, we're not afraid they're going to stop writing if they get rich. Okay, b'nei b'ayshin. Some say b'ayshin is a contraction of b'ay sha'an. No, lo havi aslam yitzur l'tzidon b'mali shamsim. They had the minig that they didn't travel from Tzur to Tzidon on Erev Shabbos. And the Rashi says, first Rashi, Tcheles Mutzitzes. Enam roim kadamorim shim yisasru lo yasuki. And if they'll get rich, they'll stop selling Tcheles and selling Tfilin Mezuzahs. They most can lishmo lios hamitzah mitzuyah l'tzrichim la, but if they do it l'shem shamayim, that people should have these things, and that's their main kavana, that if they get rich, they won't stop. Rowin Hoy Lishma Usim Lo Yadich Vishil Ashra. If they're doing it l'shem shamayim, if they get rich, they'll still do it. Mitzur l'tzilo, Yom HaShuk Shal Tzilo Beres Shabbos. Rashi explains that the Shuk in Tzilo, by Goyim, the Goyish Shuk was on Erev Shabbos. The Hei Machmirim HaMatzman, Shalom V'Hibot L'Mitzor Chai Shabbos. And they were Machmir not to go to the Shuk in Tzilo on Erev Shabbos in order not to mavakel from Tzor Chai Shabbos. Others say that they were machmer not to go on a boat journey Erev Shabbos. They had to go by boat, even though Maker Adin, if you know you're only going on a short journey, you can go Erev Shabbos, they were machmer not to go. Because for fear they go on a longer journey. And that you're not allowed to start out on a long journey on Erev Shabbos. So also Benayu came to Rabbi Yochanan. So their children came to Rabbi Yochanan. And they said, you know, our fathers, Amrullah, Vasan Efshalu, Anamil Efshalu, our fathers are big tzaddikim, and they could not go to the shuk on Erev Shabbos, boy Rashi learns, and be machmer. We can't do it. We need to go to the shuk. It's a business day. Amrullah, Vasan Efshalu, Anamil Efshalu, Amrullah, Kvar Kimlu, Avoseichem Aleihem. No, can't be matter for you. Your father's already a makabo. Shemamer Shema Bini Musar Avicha V'Altito Shtara Sinecha. It's mashm over here that if a father is machmer, then his sons have to keep that chumra too. So some say that's only if the children started that doing that chumra too after they were out of the father's rishos, and then what's it called? They have to continue doing it. But if the father did it. And the children didn't ever remember Kabbalah on their own. They did it in the father's house and covered to the father. But on their own, they never did it. They're not mechuyev to do what the father did. Others say that's only if the fathers were makabel for their children, the Thayrish. Then the children are also asur. Others say that it's only if it was the whole city. It was minig amokum. All the fathers and the children who grew up in that city have to keep minig amokum. But otherwise, you don't have to keep a chumrah that your father did as a personal chumrah. One second. Now, why wasn't he matar neder? That's a chumrah. So some hold that something you did that you know you don't have to do. You did it as a chumrah, right? It has a din of a neder, and you can't be matar that neder. Not for the fathers, not for the children. Others say if the fathers had come, since they were the ones who were makabal it, you could be mocked of them. But the children were never makabal it. So they can't have charata from being makabal. They were makabal. They're master because the fathers made them master. Mainly they can't be mocked for them. And others told you can be mocked both for the fathers and the children. Except they didn't ask for a heter. They asked, what's the halacha? If they would have asked for hataris nadarim, they could have had hataris nadarim. But they wanted them to know, without hataris nadarim, what was the halacha. And that's not the Rosh holds. The Rosh holds taka that if they would have either the fathers or the children could have been matur. The Marashgam says that the fathers could have had Hataras Nadarim, not the children. And the Pri Chodesh brings down Rishon Nibuhol, nobody can have Hataras Nadarim. When you makabel a chumra, a mitzvah, right? That's stam a neder. Right, a chumrah, a mitzvah, whatever, there's no hataras adarim.